Psachim Yerushalmi corresponding to Bavli Psachim Daf Vav. We begin on Daf Beis Amud Beis at the beginning of the Amud. The first topic today is checking a cellar and a storeroom. The Gemara begins with a statement: Matev Shel Yayin Tzricha Bedika, Matev Shel Shemen Einoi Tzorich Bedika. A wine cellar needs to be checked, but an oil cellar does not need to be checked. The Gemara now asks: Ma Ben Yayin Uma Ben Shemen? What's the difference between wine and oil? Answer the Gemara: Yain ein lo kvar, shemen yesh lo kvar. The quantity of oil is fixed for any given meal, but the quantity of wine is not. So the servant will often need to go to the cellar during the meal to bring more wine, and he will perhaps have bread in his hand and take it and leave it in the wine cellar, and that's why a wine cellar needs to be checked, but an oil cellar does not, because one does not enter the oil cellar during a meal. The Gemara makes another statement: Oitze bencho yain bencho shemen eino tzorich bedika. Neither a wine storeroom nor an oil storeroom require checking. Ask the Gemara: Ezu maltef, what's considered to be a wine cellar rather than a wine storeroom? Kol shenosen im halechem bechotzer. If it's located in the courtyard adjacent to the room where one puts bread, this is the definition of a wine cellar according to the Pnei Moshe's understanding. Yesh maltef shuka oitze va'oitze shuka maltef. There is, however, a wine cellar that is like a storeroom, and a storeroom that is like a wine cellar. Maltef shu boish lechol b'seichoi harehu ka oitze. A wine cellar that one would be embarrassed to eat in is considered a storeroom. Va'oitze she'ena boish lechol b'seichoi harehu ka maltef. But a storeroom that one's not embarrassed to eat in is considered like a wine cellar. Yesh chotzer shehu kamavoi, a mavoi shehu kachotzer. There is a courtyard that's considered to be like an alleyway, and there's an alleyway that's considered to be like a courtyard. Chotzer sheharabim boikim b'soicha harehu kamavoi. A courtyard that many pass through is considered like an alleyway, and it does not require checking. Umavoi she'en harabim boikim b'soicha harehu kachotzer. But an alleyway that many do not pass through is considered like a courtyard, and it does require checking. Now, as for this din of a storeroom not needing to be checked for chometz, ask the Gemara v'chash loyma shema habehemim machnisim l'seichi chometz. Perhaps the donkey drivers brought bread into the storeroom when coming to taste the wine, so why would the storeroom not need to be checked? Answers the Gemara: Ein derech habehemim liyos machnisim l'sham chometz ela minim mesika shein boikin ayayin hayofer. They only bring sweet fruits into the storeroom, not bread, because the sweet fruits assist them in tasting the sweetness of the wine before they purchase it. We now move on to the second topic of this shiur, which is departing on a voyage before Pesach. The Gemara brings now a brisa: Hayotze lefaresh kodim shloshim yom, einoi tzorech levdoik, pesach shloshim tzorech levdoik. One who departs on a voyage, if it's more than 30 days before Pesach, he is not required to check. If it's less than 30 days before Pesach, he is required to check. And the Gemara now just qualifies that: Hadadatema b'shiyesh b'dayta lachzor, aval ein b'dayta lachzor afil koidem l'shloshim yoim tzorech levdoik. This only applies to one's planning on returning before Pesach. But if not, even if it's going to be more than 30 days before Pesach that he leaves, he is still required to check. Ubesofek avabavadei afilim Rosh Hashanah. This exemption from checking, if it's more than 30 days, if he's intending to return, is only when he's unsure if he has chometz in his house. But if he's certain he has chometz there, he must return even if he leaves at the beginning of the year. Am Rabbi Abba, va'afilu yesh pedaita lachzor, tzarech levdoik shema yimlach v'lo yachzor. Rabbi Abba says, even if he intends to return, he still must check, lest he decide in the end not to actually return. So to summarize the points, the two main topics today were checking a cellar in the storeroom and departing on a voyage before Pesach. So as for checking a cellar in the storeroom, we said that a wine cellar needs to be checked, but an oil cellar does not, the difference being that the oil is a fixed amount for any given meal, and therefore the servant would not come in the middle of the meal with his bread into the oil storeroom. But in the case of wine, there's no fixed amount of wine that's drunk during the meal, and the servant might come into the wine cellar during the meal with bread in hand. We then said that a storeroom of wine and a storeroom of oil, neither of them would need checking. We asked what's considered a wine cellar rather than a wine storeroom. We said anything that's located in the courtyard adjacent to the room where one puts bread. Then we said that there's a maltef, a cellar, that's considered like a storeroom, and there's a storeroom that's like a cellar. A cellar that one would be embarrassed to eat in is considered a storeroom, and a storeroom that one is not embarrassed to eat in is considered a cellar. We said a similar statement about a courtyard and an alleyway. There is a courtyard that's like an alleyway, and there's an alleyway like a courtyard. A courtyard that many people pass through is considered like an alleyway, and it would not need checking. But an alleyway that many people do not pass through is considered a courtyard, and it still requires checking. We asked, should we not be concerned in the case of the storeroom of wine, that the donkey drivers who come to buy the wine and sell it might come in with bread to taste the wine? So why is the storeroom exempt from being checked? And we answered, no, the donkey drivers would not bring bread into the storeroom, only sweet fruits, in order to taste the quality of the wine before they purchase it, but they would not bring bread into the storeroom, and therefore there's no concern. And the second topic we said was departing on a voyage before Pesach. We said in the Braisa that if you depart before Pesach, if it's more than 30 days before, you're not required to check. Less than 30 days before, you are. And this only applies to one who plans on returning before Pesach, because if not, even if it's more than 30 days before, he's still required to check. And it's also only true of that one would not need to check if it's more than 30 days before if he's unsure if he has chometz. But if he certainly has chometz, he has to return and check, even if he leaves at the beginning of the year. And Rabbi Abba concluded by saying that even if he intends to return, he must still check, lest he decide ultimately not to return.